Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Steps up in the pocket and throws. It's intercepted by Taylor Rapp right at midfield. Coming around the right side, looking for the pylon. And he's in. James Cook with a 3-yard touchdown run.
Handoff goes to Cook through a hole.
Lowers the shoulder and fights his way into the end zone for his second touchdown of the game.
Allen has to throw it wide open. It's Samuel scampering to the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Heaves it down the field, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Terrell Bernard. Game, set, match.
It's Victory Monday. Jeremy and Joe, good morning on WGR. And Buffalo Bills Football Monday brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Sorry, did I jump on that too quick? Was there more? Oh, man, I'm sorry. Too excited. The voice guy was going to say Victory Monday, Buffalo Bills Football Monday. I jumped it.
Sorry, voice guy.
Yeah. Sorry, Josh. Sorry, voice guy.
He's too excited over here.
Yeah, I thought How You Like Me Now was the hit. I thought that was just, you know, that was it. That was the cue. Anyway, good morning. Bills win, and it's Victory Monday. Does that mean anything?
No, we don't. Didn't start there, do we?
Yeah, that was...
It was just incredible.
It was great. It was a great time. It was a great atmosphere at the stadium.
It was incredible.
Great moments, great players, great plays, great rivalry, if we can call it a rivalry, of course.
Mm-hmm. And you know, if you take the overall record at this point, I believe it is 4-4.
Yeah.
Four and four.
My favorite thing to do is to now. If you're a Chiefs fan, you definitely pretend you didn't care.
Well, you do exactly what Travis Kelce did.
Yes, you give the golf clap.
Yeah,
which is oh, we didn't care anyway. Oh, sure you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
Sure. He played in that game,
Kelce.
Yeah.
Was that not easily the least he ever did against the Bills?
Definitely.
Two for eight, I think, was his final stat line.
Yep.
Yeah, there was nothing there from the Chiefs.
Nothing there. The Bills got eaten up by Xavier Worthy in the first half.
Uh-huh.
And then locked it down. And I am...
Well, Mahomes missed him again.
He did.
Well, is that a miss? I mean, Worthy could have got the 2 feet down, but, I mean, if the ball is more centered, I mean, maybe Worthy goes to the end zone.
Right.
And Mahomes let him out of bounds.
He's got to chase it again.
There was another big play by Worthy this season. He's got to have like 200 yards.
Oh, it's more than that.
That is just his quarterback just misses him down the field.
He was at 250 unrealized air yards like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so he's way more.
So he's probably to like 400 by now.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's a win for the Bills. Josh Allen does the thing that Josh Allen does, and the defense did as good a job as they ever do against Mahomes and the Chiefs, right? Other than the drive, right? The Bills had two long drives to kill this game. And in between, the Chiefs had one down the field. This is the one to get their third touchdown, to get 21 points. It felt like the Chiefs finally decided, we don't need to run the ball, we're just going to throw it, and they went down the field and they scored. Okay, how'd the Bills respond? Touchdown drive of their own. Like a big, long one, 4th and 2, the run from Allen. Like, I'm always going to feel like the best way to win a game against a team like that is to never give it back to them. It reminded me of the Miami game. That's how they beat Miami here a couple weeks ago. Miami would score, and the Bills would put it out of reach again. Miami would score, and the Bills would put it out of reach again. So
this time it was happening late, though.
That's right.
That game, it was like in the first half.
That's right. This game was these two teams kind of eating clock and running the ball a lot. The Bills ran the ball a lot, like a lot of teams do. They didn't run it well. The Chiefs' entire season is littered with lead running backs having a stat line like James Cook had, which is not much of anything.
Right.
The Bills' running backs ran 19 times for 49 yards. Like, that's brutal. But, you know, hey, keep the clock moving, I guess. And Josh Allen did the thing. Amari Cooper, big plays. Khalil Shakir, big plays.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Samuel shows up, big plays.
How about, I mean, this is, we talked about this a little bit during the week, a couple of sacks on Patrick Mahomes, which is not
pressure. Knockdowns on Mahomes. Yeah, consistent pressure.
Yeah, they were in his face. They got him down to the ground a couple of times as well.
Did DeAndre Hopkins play in this game?
What was his final stat? Like 3 for 29? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. It was Worthy. That's it.
Yep.
Was anything working for them other than Xavier Worthy? They had one good drive that didn't involve Worthy. It was the one that... Hey, listen, I did the thing. I even checked the live betting odds because I'm like, don't want to emotionally hedge here and like bet the Chiefs because they come down, they roar down the field in the fourth quarter, and I'm just throwing my hands up. Nate Geary's next to me, and I'm just in his, he's probably annoyed by me. I'm just in his ear like, here we go again. Here we go again. They stink for three quarters, and up, they're down 9, so now they're going to be the best team in the world again, right? And they march down the field on the Bills, and I'm like, yeah, they should be favored probably right now, right? Down 2 with like 8 minutes to go. And they were not, by the way. They were not favored to win the game.
It was you like, checked it to bet it.
They were plus 150. Okay. I did not bet it. But they were plus 150 at that time. And that Bills drive didn't start great, I don't think, after, right?
No.
Like they got a first down on a second and long for Hollins. You know what it really was? It's not even that it didn't start great. It was one bad play maybe at the start. It was, what are we going to get here? Because they're going to want to chew the clock, and they simply cannot run the football. So what are they going to do? Are they going to be stubborn about it? Are they going to be stubborn, and we're going to just try to run it anyway because we're trying to chew clock? Or are they going to realize, okay, the only thing we can do is pass the ball well here, so even though we're up and we're trying to run clock, we need to throw the football. But they threw the football, right?
Yep.
Their pass game maybe became those screens. They threw a screen to Knox on the last drive. Maybe there was one to Shakir as well. But credit to them for not just burying their heads in the sand and saying, well, we're up 2 with 5 minutes left. Let's run the ball. They threw the ball because it was the only thing that was working the entire day.
Yeah. They opened the final drive to close it out. Ty Johnson -1.
That was the play, yeah.
Mac Hollins, 15.
Yep.
Right? Second and 10, Allen scrambled.
A running back didn't touch the ball again.
Good.
After the final drive of the game for the Bills, to put it on ice. Ty Johnson for -1 yard, and even through the air, I'm looking to make sure. A running back did not touch the ball the rest of that drive.
The drive before that, it's a run on first down, 1 yard, a run on second down, no yards. Allen incomplete, pass interference. Like, without pass interference there,
yeah.
You know, okay, new set of downs. Ray Davis, 2 yards.
Right.
And then, did we get another run after that? Ray Davis for 6. That was a good one.
No, they lit the Chiefs up throwing it.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
which is not a surprise. The Chiefs' passing defense the last couple weeks has been there to be had, and their run defense remains strong. So the Bills showed a commitment to running the ball, but, you know, what's the difference between this game and the game against Kansas City in the playoffs is the Bills had explosive plays, both in the passing game and Josh Allen running the football. He was able to extend drives and, of course, the clinching touchdown. So it's a great win for the Bills. They look every bit the part of a team that could beat the Chiefs. I don't think they just had a better day. Don't the Chiefs look exactly like you kind of thought they would? Which is,
yeah,
this team is good, and their quarterback can make a lot of fun plays, but this mythical dragon that we've talked about for 5 years or however long, they do not look like the same team. They do not look as scary, whether that's because Rashi Rice is out, and he'd been good, or whatever it is. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to say it. L'Jarius Sneed had been a big part of what they did before, and they also lost another corner. They don't look the same. Maybe that's Mahomes not looking the same. Mahomes, we've watched him play games against the Bills where it feels like every time he drops back, I'm holding my breath. And mm-hmm. I do not have that feeling with this version of the Chiefs. I mean, the first half, the Bills feel a team out. And in the second half, they lock down. I'm starting to buy all that. That the first half is just the opening act. And the yeah. Bills after that, okay, we got it. Bang. The locks are on.
Yep.
I mean, it's impressive. So 9-2, heading to the bye. They get a lot of their pieces involved. Curtis Samuel is going to make people feel a lot better about this offense, too.
Yes, he
because
is.
Because if he can contribute, he had been a zero, an absolute nothing for them.
Yep.
Oh, now you have another speedy after-catch kind of guy, make-a-guy-miss kind of guy. Like he played a big role in this game. So
did you hear him with Sal after the game? Sal got him on the field right after the game ended, and he mentioned the bye, and Samuel was like, "Yeah, we need the bye. I need the bye. Like I need that rest." Like he kind of admitted to it that maybe you would have thought, and maybe a lot of these guys are going through the same thing. But Samuel sounded like with Sal after, like, "I've been playing through some stuff. Like I've been banged up a lot of this season." He goes 5 for 58 on 6 targets and a touchdown.
Yep.
I mean, easily his best game. There yep. was a third down play, I think, for him where he caught the ball, what, like 3 yards short, and he made the guy miss to the inside and got the first. Like on his own. Like he was gonna be short of the line, and that was supposed to be the player he was. He caught a ball down the field on like a little corner route too. And then Cooper like didn't, I guess, play all the snaps again. There was a drive I noticed where his helmet was off, but yeah. he still...
The second to last drive, I feel like he was not on the field.
Yeah, but he still got a couple of big plays for you.
Yeah.
Like explosive pass plays. I think he had 2 of them.
He did. And they seem to be right now only throwing him shots down the sideline. There were a couple yeah. of those. His catch was that. The moon ball that Josh kind of prayed and threw. Like, that was a great catch.
Yeah.
Over the shoulder catch for Amari Cooper. Feels like the bye week gives them an opportunity to maybe get everything else up and running. And, you know, you're coming out of the bye playing the Niners, the Lions, the Rams, like just, you know, good teams here. So we'll see if they can keep it together. But for now, the one seed race is on. The Bills are a half game back. And yep. Baltimore lost again. Is it a...
Yeah, I mean, they're dead for the one seed.
It's kind of. Is it a 3-horse race with Pittsburgh in there too? Probably. Pittsburgh will play the Chiefs.
Yeah. I think you have to. You have to at least mention them.
Yes, you do.
They only have 2 losses, and they have a head-to-head against Kansas City. Did you hear Tomlin after the Ravens-Steelers game?
Yes, but he was asked about winning without a touchdown.
He's like, if I told you before the game that you would win this, you would win a game without a touchdown, what would your reaction be? And his response was, Steelers-Ravens.
Yeah. Win.
It's like, yep, that's Steelers-Ravens. Every time those two teams play, it's exactly that football game. The Steelers kick 5 field goals, and they win by 2.
Yeah. 803-0550, our number. You want to get on board with us? We have open phone lines. Sal will join us at 7, Chris Brown at 8:30. It is Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Victory Monday following the win over the Chiefs. 30-21. The Bills make it a 2-score game. I'm sorry, guys, that won't be counting as a 1-score win. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. They should have let the Chiefs kick a field goal.
Right. Then it could be counted as one of these 1-score wins. That's my personal, whatever, vendetta about 1-score wins. That game was a 1-score game most of the game, and the Bills had drives to make it a 2-score game. Bass misses an extra point. Not great.
Yeah.
He made the others.
He got out-kicked by a practice squad guy.
Yeah, he did. He made the others.
That's not great, but.
And I wonder about the 4th-on-2 if they trusted Bass. I mean, that's not that far of a field goal, but hey,
okay.
it's extra point distance plus.
I'd like to believe that they were going to go no matter what.
Me too. And I've got.
And I'm not surprised that they went no
matter
what.
Me either, and we'll talk about that. I've got the numbers on
yeah.
what they did by going for it there. Meanwhile, in the Sunday night game, if you missed it, Burrow and Herbert went off in a duel. I mean, the Chargers went up big. Burrow brought them all the way back, and then the Chargers win. And I saw a little Justin Herbert MVP tweet or chatter about there. I don't think he's going to get in the mix. But the Chargers are 7-3.
Allen is the favorite waking up this morning.
As he should be.
Yep.
He's got an iconic play. It's kind of like winning the Heisman. You need a play. You need one play to win the Heisman in addition to a great season. And Allen now has his play. Jim Nantz called it the play of the year on the broadcast.
In the moment, he called it.
In the moment.
That, yeah.
Play of the year. 803-0550. We'll take your phone calls, Jeremy and Joe, on a Victory Monday. We'll start in Las Vegas with Rick, who is up early. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call all the time, but like you said, a different time zone, so I'm usually listening at 6:30 my time and restarting your show, and I always have a point I want to make, but it's always 2 hours after you guys have already talked about it. But so I want to hit on a couple things here. Something from the off season, which kind of leads into, you know, a point that Jeremy had made a while ago, or asked the question, you know, who would you rather not have won another Super Bowl? And it would be, for me, the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't know if it's like a Stockholm syndrome thing with our fan base and then
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've seen so many times, but, you know, when Tom Brady was kicking our butt, for 20 years, no one in this fan base or in America wanted them to win another one. I feel like it should be the same sentiment with them. And I also don't understand why people weren't more excited for this game, because if we won, now the conversation is going to be completely about the one seed, mm-hmm. which is awesome. And I felt like not enough people were up on that, and they were, again, I don't know, same points as before, like, oh, the Chiefs always have our number, so if we lose, you know, then they can't, we have a better chance if we lose once, and hearing stuff like that, so, you know, we're not going to lose twice, but if we win, you know, we're probably not going to beat them twice, and craziness. And then, you know, McDermott's biggest critics would say, you know, he did the opposite of what they all criticize him for. 4th and 2, we have a lead, and the guy goes for the jugular. You guys have been advocating to give the coaches their roses, and again, I think that's the right point to make. And then the last point I want to make, we have an absolute unicorn at quarterback, and I don't think we should ever take it for granted. Bolton is a grown man. And he bounced off Allen like a little kid trying to tackle his brother who plays varsity. We should never take the absolute freak show that he is for granted. And that's it, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. The run by Allen. It's funny. I saw Next Gen Stats, and this is one of those spots where the dots or the analytics, you might wonder how they work. When he takes off, he has a 1.2% chance of scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, that's not right.
No.
Not for him. A quarterback running might have one, but
right.
not
but,
him.
But as Mina Kimes put it, like, it's kind of unfair the Bills have a real Buffalo as their quarterback.
Yeah, like his dot should be bigger than the other dot. on plays like that, it should be a four-size
a giant dot.
Like, you know, a regular dot has a 1.2% chance. This dot has a 17% chance.
It's a dot with flames and spikes that are coming out of it.
I need to see that now. Now we need a Twitter account that, you know, animates the dots and gives them a little bit more juice. Yeah, that play, I mean, man, who's surprised?
Well, because once it's kind of almost a little bit like, what do you think of Derrick Henry this way, right? Like, once Derrick Henry gets moving, good luck, right? Like, it's not just the size. It's the size, and it's moving at that speed. Once Allen reaches, like, the 20-yard line, and he's moving that fast.
There might be some business decisions.
Is 32, who is it? Nick Bolton? The one that dives at him, the second to last chief that gets a hand on him, who is diving. That's a linebacker, I think, that's diving at Allen. And just, you're not affecting him when he is moving at that speed, when he is that size. Just once he gets the 20-yard line, like, you're going to need the jaws of life to bring him down.
Yep.
It's just not going to happen. So I agree. Like I'm kind of amazed too that the Chiefs, two things. The Elam's able to score when that was zone coverage. He talked about after the game that they tried to surprise him.
Mm-hmm.
They showed him man, which
because they had a man call.
Right, which is easier to run in, and it was zone and he ran anyway, and it still didn't matter. And two, that I saw broken down after the Chiefs decided not to spy him on that play. Which
good one.
Gentlemen. Spagnola.
Right. It's
fourth and two.
What do you think is
going to
happen?
Josh Allen. Right. What did you think was going to happen?
Right. They kept
You're
him.
Not spying him. Good luck with that.
The Bills kept the beast in the cage until that moment. He had not run a lot. I had the stats all week that when they play the Chiefs, he runs it 10 times or more. And it was not a game where he ran it a lot. He scrambled some.
He did end up with 12 carries on the day. I think only like three maybe were designed.
Sure.
Before the last carry, though, I think before the final, he was 11 for, what's 55 minus 26? Would he have been 11 for 29?
29, yeah.
11 for 29
they
rushing
kept him
before
check.
That last game, that last play.
I didn't realize he got all the way up to 12 carries. All right. Well, then I was right again.
Yeah. No,
when
you ended up being right
again,
yeah.
When he plays them,
he runs.
He's going to go. He's going to carry the ball.
Yeah.
12
carries.
That's someone he had in the playoff game. And he had a big one for a rushing touchdown. You know, like, it's fourth and two. What's the play call? Who cares? Who's the coordinator? Who cares? What do you think they're going to do?
Right.
I mean, if you're a Chiefs fan, you're not allowed to be mad about anything because your team wins Super Bowls. But if that's another fan base, if that's Miami, you're watching that fourth and two and you're saying, like, what else did you think they were going to do?
Right.
Of course they were going to put it in his hands and he was going to do something. I mean, the third and two, the most upset I was in the entire game was the third and two because they run for nothing like they had done most of the game.
Yep.
And it's like, why don't you just let the guy that's amazing and covers up for everybody else do the job?
Oh, I guess I missed that, by the way, earlier. That said that a running back hadn't touched the ball again after the first play. They did, that one play, third and two.
Yeah.
So that was the only other play, I guess, out of the 12. I did not like that play call.
803-0550. We'll go to Larry in South Florida. Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. That was crazy. Crazy game and exciting, and how anyone didn't get pumped for that, especially that Allen run is beyond me. Hey, but before I get to my points, little stat that I wouldn't really like to say is a fun stat. Do you guys realize that the Buffalo Sabres, including the first game of the year, because everyone's 500, has now had four opportunities in 18 games to go over 500, and they're 0 for 4? I just think that's a little interesting, and we've talked about it a lot over the years, but it's something that has to change. But let's not ruin the Bills day. So I want to give McDermott his props. I, like Rick said, the people out there that have been after him, I've been one of those guys that have been after him. And after the first half, I was like, oh, he's doing it again. Not going for it on that fourth down and punting when you're inside their territory makes me nuts.
Which one was that? The fourth and eight?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then the one, yeah, that one is just because I knew if we punted, I think it was three plays later, they are already 15 yards beyond that. And I said, this is stupid. Because even if you miss it, you're going to give them the ball around midfield. They're going to get there anyway. That was my mindset. And, you know, unfortunately they did and they scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then when he should have kicked a field goal because it wasn't that far, he goes for it, and there's Josh's interception. But the one that really threw me, why is this guy obsessed with blowing timeouts? I mean, challenging that play, it wasn't even close in real time. It drives me crazy that we constantly do that. But when he went for it on fourth and two, I'm sitting there watching, and I said, all right, there's no way this guy's going to kick a field goal because he had to have learned his lesson. Even if we go up by five, who cares? Because you know he's going to try to go right down the field. They just did it. They went right down the field and scored. You can't do this. Now, I got nervous just before the snap. I ran outside, and I was looking at my Christmas lights that I just put on. And luckily, my girlfriend screamed because the Bills, I thought they just got a first down. I ran in the house. She goes, you got to say this. And I saw him score the touchdown. I was like, oh, my God. But the thing, and you mentioned it, you know, my brother on the way home, he went to the game. He called me and he said, what's going on with this Curtis Samuel? I think you might have been right. And I said, I told you when we signed him, I was thrilled. And I didn't understand what was going on. And maybe you guys are right. The injury or whatever has plagued him. he came alive a little bit the week ago or 2 weeks ago, and I think this week off, when we can get everyone back, this could be really scary for the rest of the AFC. And the team that I fear the most, which I hope now they have enough losses, is still Cincinnati.
Man, the Cincinnati fear is so strong.
But I don't think they're getting in the playoffs, though.
Probably right? Like, not. Cincinnati hasn't beaten a team that has more than two wins.
Like, I'm not afraid of them even beyond that. I'm not afraid of them just because I don't think there's any chance you're going to see them.
Yeah, the Bengals' defense is a disaster.
Yeah.
And the Bengals, the fear of the Bengals, folks, the Chargers are good. The Broncos are good. You got teams. These teams are good, and like this, I think it's whatever. It's that Bengals hangover you're still afraid of. The Bengals haven't beaten anybody any good, not even close.
No, you're right. It's I don't know why, but I think it's the idea of Higgins, Chase, Mixon being gone certainly helps because he's always scared me. But those two receivers. And Burrow is just deadly accurate. As much as I can't stand him, he's just so cocky. But, you know, that's the team that really scares me. But you're right, Joe. I think I was really happy. I just want one more loss, and I'll be okay. But this win was so important. Even though there was a lot of talk, it really didn't matter that much. To me, it mattered a ton because now you have won the AFC East. Even if Miami goes on a run, which it looks like they're about to, you are a solid number, I mean, not solid because Pittsburgh's there, but you're right now in position of two, maybe a three seed at worst. Mm-hmm. And if you lose that game and end up Baltimore goes on a run, they got the tiebreaker. So for me, this was an enormous win.
Yeah.
And just that run, I watched it like, unfortunately, I woke up at 3:30 and I just started watching that run over and over and over again. I really, like Rick said, we do have a unicorn. You know, again, he makes some bad calls. He only has five interceptions after week 11, but still, what this guy can do is unbelievable. And the throw, like, the only thing that upset me, when he was on the right, he made that long pass, and I looked at him, why is that Morris? Why is that a tight end downfield? Why isn't that Cooper? Do you guys have any idea, did Cooper get hurt, why we really stopped using him? Because he looked like he was about to blow up in the first half.
No, I saw the second to last drive, he was standing on the sideline was with his helmet off, so didn't come on the field really for that one. He did play on the final drive. He was on the field for the Allen run. He was running a low crosser, but he only had the couple of targets, and he was coming off the injury still, so I don't know. Like, I'm not, I guess, worried about his workload.
Yeah. 803-0550. Thanks, Larry. Lots to get to. One quick thing on the Bengals. The Bengals have four wins.
Yeah.
The team they have beaten with the most wins, their opponent, is Carolina. The Bengals have beaten 3 2-win teams.
I mean, I know.
And Carolina.
I know what it is, though. Like, it's one thing. It's a simple explanation.
It's Burrow and
Chase. You haven't seen the Bills beat them.
That's right. That's right.
But I think if the Bills had played them this year, they probably would have scored 35 points.
Yes.
And they probably would have beat the Bengals.
I would think so, too.
I mean, the Bengals do play at the same time. They lost to the Ravens twice and the Chiefs by a combined 5 points.
True.
So they still are playing the great teams tough. But
yes.
Yeah,
They play the Steelers this week.
What is their record now?
4-7.
4-7. Not worried about them at all.
They do have the Cowboys, Titans, Browns.
All right. I don't think they're catching Denver.
No. 803-0550. Victory Monday. Get you the numbers on the fourth down decision making. We're live, baby. Big win for the Bills. Who's surprised? We'll do it again, baby, in the words of Patrick Mahomes. So will we on a Victory Monday. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. Your call's next.
Back to pass, pocket collapsing, steps up in the pocket and throws. It's intercepted by Taylor Rapp right at midfield. Daquan Jones got the pressure, and there's a ruckus after the play.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.